Hello and welcome to Messy Magic, the Podmas edition. I'm your host Nadi Guy and I am out for a walk at the moment, so I hope there's not too much background noise. If you're hearing this, it's because I've decided to publish it and there's not too much interference or wind. And today I've got a quick one for you. I thought that I was just having, and it's how often do you allow yourself to just be in a moment and allow your mind to not be pulled or tugged in different directions or to feel like you should be doing something else? How often do we feel like we should be spending our time differently, or we need to be rushing to do the next thing? Or in the case that I'm thinking of right now, where I just was, is, you know, I should pick up my phone and check something, email, social, whatever, the news, whatever it is. But how often do you actually just take a moment to be in the moment that you're in? And even if it's just a few seconds, honestly, like, this is something I've been playing with lately, and I find it's actually making a difference, and it's helping me to feel calmer, more centered, and more myself. If you can just, instead of those moments in between where I was waiting for a coffee, and the temptation, of course, is always to pick up your phone and check on things, whatever the latest thing is that you want to be checking on. But instead of doing that, just allowing yourself to be in that moment and to look around you and to notice what's going on and to almost give it a quality of luxury. Like, I'm allowed to have this moment to myself without being pulled and being distracted and ultimately being disembodied. Being pulled out of your body and out of connection with yourself. What if you just stopped and used that moment in between? And it might not even be a moment in between. You might be on your way somewhere. Like, I've just been taking a walk around a lake near our house and it is so beautiful. And, you know, I could listen to a podcast. I'm recording a podcast right now, but before this, I spent a lot of time just in silence, kind of just walking and actually paying attention to what's around me. And I got to tell you, my body just feels so relaxed and calm and present and centered and in awe, honestly, of what I'm seeing. And I'm not of what I'm hearing, because I'm hearing major trucks on the road, which I'm sure you can probably hear now as well, because I'm getting back towards my car. But just the colors, like, the colors around me at the moment are just iridescent green and blue and hundreds of shades of green, not only just one color. It's if you allow yourself to go to that depth of experience, it's like a mini retreat for your mind. You know, there's so much going on at the moment, especially at this time of year. Why not give yourself those mini breaks, mini holidays in the middle of your day, whenever you can? And I guarantee you will benefit. Oh, thank you, motorbike. You will benefit, but not only that, your loved ones will as well, because you will feel calmer and as a result, more patient and more capable of dealing with whatever life throws at you, which I think is so, so important. Side note, I had a pretty crappy night last night with my little one. I was home alone with him, and gosh, you wouldn't think where I'm walking is very peaceful, would you, with all these cars and trucks going past? I had a pretty rubbish time, and it was primarily, I knew what was going on. It was because I'd had a really busy day yesterday. I'd been to see the dermatologist and I'd had a little like thing cut out, so I had a stitch and I was in pain and I was tired and I was stressed, and it was all about my emotional state, and I just wasn't dealing with things as well or as patiently as I normally would, and it absolutely affected our evening together. And so today is just like night and day. Like, I feel so much better after having this little walk and these few moments to myself. And I know that when I see him again, I'll be back to my patient, calm self. So I just wanted to offer you that today. Please try it. Please let me know how it goes. You can find me on Instagram at NadieGuy. I'll link it in the show notes. Come over and say hi. Let me know if you're hearing these podcast, Podmas episodes. I'd love to hear from you. And talk to you again soon. In the meantime, have a magical day.